I think guys have a tendency to, if you tell them you had feelings for them when it wasn't like a boyfriend girlfriend relationship, mm-hmm. they're out there willing to be like, look what she said to me, she's so crazy we didn't
date. Like right away,
and like, that's so scary because you don't want anyone out there being like, she literally thought we were like dating. It's like, honey, I know that we weren't dating,
even if like the entire time you're talking you were on the same level, like it was always like, it was never like one above the other, it was always reciprocated, and then afterwards
they're like, oh my god, she's in love with me, like,
and
oh
then,
my god,
you know, you end up feeling like a psycho, and you're like, no, I was there, you were, we were there, like I
went to my hair, I was there,
we were having sex all too well.
Oh my god,
to be young and in love in New York City. Do not know who I am, but still know that I'm good long as you're here with me. To be drunk and in love in New York City. Damn. I like me better when I'm with you. I like me better when I'm with you.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Schnit Talk, a Barstool Sports podcast presented by Honey. I don't know about you guys, but every time that I online shop, before I had Honey anyways, I would go before I checked out and look up like on whatever those like websites are and see if there was a coupon code anywhere that I could use. But the cool thing about Honey is they do that for you. So Honey is a free tool that you download to your computer's browser. While you shop online, it searches the internet looking for sales, discounts, and promo codes. Then when you're about to check out, it automatically applies the code with the biggest savings to your cart, so you always get the lowest price. And it works on over 37,000 sites like Nordstrom, Ulta, Sephora, Forever 21, Urban Outfitters, and more. I mean, we talk about Honey every freaking week. You guys already know what
you
the
know
fuck
the
is
deal.
Up. My babies already know. My moon pops already know. If you don't have Honey, what the fuck are you doing? We've saved so much money with it. I love it like it is a child of mine. I can't even, like, I have it on, like, every, I have, obviously, my home computer, my work computer, my phone. I, like, force people to download it because I'm like,
there's no point to not.
There's literally no point in
it's
not
like,
having it.
It's like, you're a clown if you don't.
You are an actual clown. So, if you're like me and you do most of your shopping online, do yourself a favor and install Honey on your computer today. You can add Honey for free at joinhoney.com/Ellie. That's joinhoney.com/Ellie. Honey, the smart shopping assistant that helps you save time and money.
Ooh, yeah. That little rhyme action right there.
Yeah, I like that. Oh, Honey and Money do rhyme.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Space Cadet Junior today.
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to do a little weekend update because just wanted to let you guys know what happened. We do have a guest today, and we were not going to do this, but this weekend was eventful and momentous, and
yeah,
I feel like we should talk
all
about
right
it.
I would love to, you to do that then.
I kissed a boy this weekend, you guys, yay. But let me just tell you, this weekend was off to a rocky start.
So yeah,
like Thursday night I like full turned into a sociopath,
right?
On Friday night or Thursday night,
Thursday,
like,
it was Thursday,
I like got home and I FaceTimed everyone I've ever met, and I was like talking about a guy, and then I like woke up the next morning, I was like, ooh, I don't actually feel that way, like I don't know why I had a mental breakdown. So I guess there's my half truth. I can't explain to you who it was or what really happened, but it was a disaster. It was like full disaster.
I don't know why you did that. You were like upset.
I was so upset because there's nothing I hate more than feeling like an idiot, like when a guy like makes me feel stupid for something that like we were equal participants in.
Oh god, yes.
I'm like, buddy, you,
like,
it was
she
rare
loves me,
you were there.
I remember it all too well.
Like we were there, we were both there, like, you know what I mean? So I was very upset about that. But so I got my hair done on Friday.
Yes. I totally forgot about
that. That was a fucking disaster and a half. I cried because my hair was not what I wanted it to be. I mean, it's still not exactly what I want it to be. The haircut is good.
It's so funny when you say that out loud. It sounds so
stupid.
People are dying, Ellie. But
like
when you get a bad haircut, you guys,
it's really
it's hard.
You're like stuck with it and you have to wear it every day. And like, it's not that I hate it now. I'm not in love with the color. I will say I'm not in love with the color.
I think it looks better.
It looks a lot better than it did when I had it redone on Friday. Yeah. Like, the same girl like refixed it. Still not crazy about it. But I do like being super blonde. I like having my hair short. Like the cut is awesome. But Kate like came into the room. We were just in there about to film a makeup tutorial. And she was like, hey, like your hair looks so good. And I literally burst into tears.
Like, that was like a hard cry too. That was like an ugly cry.
I was like, no, it doesn't. I'm so ugly. And like, I know you shouldn't like put your like the way you feel about yourself on your personal appearance.
No, but if you feel good around, if you feel good on the outside, you feel great on the inside. Exactly. Like, it's true.
So then I got it redone. I took a good selfie and I felt better. I felt better about it. So I was like popping and ready in the mood for Saturday night. And you guys already know about the bet that took place.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because we talked about it last week. But, if you are a new listener, basically my roommates, I like don't fuck. Like, I like never talk to guys in New York for some reason. Like, I just like haven't.
I don't fuck. Hashtag I don't fuck.
Hashtag not a moon thought. But like, I haven't really talked to any guys since I've been here, except for the time on New Year's Eve where I cried on top of him.
Yeah, that was the last time. This has been an ongoing problem.
So they made a bet with me, $100, that I wouldn't kiss a boy this weekend. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
$100. I can pull it out for $100.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And plus, I was wearing a really hot bodysuit with underboob. Mm-hmm. I was feeling good, feeling fresh with the hair.
Yeah, that was like a powerful moment.
Yeah, and I made it happen. I kissed a boy.
Just so proud.
But
and
not
happy.
Not the boy I was originally going for.
Yeah, you missed.
I didn't actually miss. Like, technically, like, I still nailed that.
True.
So basically,
Mike came to the bar,
Mike Grinnell, and he was like wingmanning me. And I will say he's a decent wingman. Mm-hmm. He's not subtle. That's why it works. I heard him behind me literally say to this guy, "So like, you gonna like try it with Ellie tonight?" And I was like,
"Dude,
like, dude, I'm right here, dude. In Boston, do you do that?" But yeah, I guess the guy was like, just cute, whatever. So basically I spent the entire night flirting with this guy, being like a reckless slut, to be honest with you, because like I was like, I know this guy, like I've met him several times.
Like,
he's a friend of a friend, and I feel like that's just danger territory, because like, what if things get awkward?
Yeah.
But I went up to him because Mike told me, he goes, "Go up to this guy. You've been laying the groundwork all night. Go up to this guy and be like, we're going home together tonight, right? And then just walk away. Wait, don't even wait for his response.
Your
mic just
impression
away.
Is just so funny.
I can't stop, honestly.
I think you just like it.
I do. I love it so much. Anyways, so I did. I went up to this guy and I was like, "So, like, you and me, like, we're going home together, right?" Mm-hmm. I probably slurred it at him. I was kind of drunk.
So, like, in you're going home.
Hey, baby. Like, we're going home together, right?
But you're like, "Hello, you're going home." We're going home together, right?
Right? I just walked away because that's what Mike told me to do. And then later, this guy comes up and he's like, "Hey, I gotta talk to you." I was like, "Yeah, what's up?" He's like, "Listen, like, you're obviously super hot, and like, obviously, like, I want to go home with you, but like, I'm with someone and I'm not a cheater." And I was like, "You're so dramatic." Like, I wasn't even asking
stand
you
up
to cheat.
Guy.
Like, I mean, good for you, but like, buddy, like, you know, like, obviously, I wouldn't have been hitting on you if I knew you had a girlfriend, so yikes. But I was like, he's like, "I'm so sorry." I'm like, "Don't be." He's like, "No, but like, trust me, like, I'm so sorry. Like, any other time." I was like, "No, like, we get it. Like, you would cheat if you..."
Like, it's fine. We get it.
Like, just let's leave me alone in my shame. And then he's like, "But here, this is my buddy." And I was like, "Okay, fine." And I talked to the friend.
That'll do.
Yeah, I was like, whatever. And the guy was like kind of from my hometown too.
Yeah.
Like, had gone to a high school near me. Went to Yale, 27. Very
cute.
Attractive.
We
went home together. So just that was fun.
Finally.
I know. It was really nice to just have a guy over, though. It was like a weird weekend to have a guy over because my apartment turned into like a youth hostel this weekend because all my roommates'
friends
were like in and out like the whole night to like 4 a.m, you know? So like, I feel like he was probably like, "Oh my God, this girl is 15 years old. Like, what is happening here?"
It's like a fucking sorority house.
It was like a sorority house, but it was nice. It was actually... It was really nice. I don't know if this is like a man thing, like a grown ass man thing, or like maybe I've just been hooking up with really shitty guys, because I said this to my roommate about what I'm about to say. I said it and she's like, "Yeah, like, that's what it's supposed to be like." And I was like, "Oh, right. I've never experienced that."
Yep. Well, never. I think that's a you problem personally.
Yeah, I've had like really traumatic experiences with
right.
him. But basically, like, this guy was great because he did not... There was, like, no pressure to do anything.
Yeah.
Like, he was completely content to just make out with me. Like, never, didn't even, like, try to put his hand down my pants. Didn't try to take my clothes off. Which, maybe I'm, like, am I ugly? But, like, I just felt like he was being,
like,
so...
He was just, like, fully waiting.
So at my pace, like, what I wanted to do. And that's what made me feel like, okay, like, I'm about this. I'm into it. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a very valid point. If someone pushes you too hard, you want to do anything.
Ugh, and I think that's what happened maybe, like, when I cried on top of that guy.
Yeah.
Was because he was, like, pushing me to, like, do stuff, and I was just, like, not ready for it. Yeah. Like, it was, like, moving too fast, and I was just like, Mike would never make me do this. Like,
yeah.
But, no, I think it was cool, like, that I didn't even have to enforce a boundary. Like, I didn't even have to be like, we're not doing this, or like, I'm not comfortable doing this,
yeah,
or like, we're only gonna make out, is that okay? Like, I did not have to say any of that. But like, I do think, I mean, that's like an anomaly. I feel like that doesn't happen. I feel like guys don't usually do
yeah
that. But I do think it is important to know how to have boundaries. Like,
yeah,
I know my boundaries.
Yeah, like what you do and you don't want to do when you're stern about it.
And I think some people, I know a lot of people are terrible at enforcing their own boundaries.
Yeah.
I think it's the kind of thing where, like, you have to, it's like self-discipline.
Yeah.
But you can't think of it like, I'm taking this away from myself, or I can't do this, I'm not allowed to do this. You have to think about it like, I'm the person that's parenting myself. Like, I am the person that has to make sure that my needs are being met, because I'm the only person who knows exactly what my needs are. So I had to learn how to have boundaries. I feel like in college, there were a lot of guys that I hooked up with that I, like, didn't speak up about things I wasn't comfortable with. And
yeah,
I just kind of, like, did stuff. And now, like, when I look back on those, I'm just like, ugh, like, why didn't I just say, like, I need more foreplay? Why didn't I just say, like, I don't want to have sex with you tonight? Like, I just wasn't comfortable speaking up. Like, even with friends, I was never like, you know what, I'm just going to stay in tonight. You know what, I have a test tomorrow. I have
over
to. And you convince yourself that you're going to, like, miss out on life if you stay in. But the honest to God truth of everything is, like, you're not missing anything if you're doing it to take care of yourself.
Wow, this is kind of...
Sorry, I know, I'm like,
hard for me to put input in right now.
I know, because like, I'm literally lecturing at Alana right now.
Yeah, this
Alana,
is like a real conversation that we just had.
We did just have this conversation. Alana's not great at enforcing her boundaries.
Yeah.
And that's like with everything. Like, oh, I don't mean to sound like.
No, it's fine.
But like, I sometimes maybe seem like I'm being a bitch about something, or maybe I seem like I'm like being too like maybe you, I worry that I feel like a wet blanket or something.
Yeah.
But for me, like, I know that I would rather, like, come off a certain way than be uncomfortable, or, like,
yeah,
you know, like, be doing something that the next day I'm going to be like, oh, my God, I didn't want to do that. Like, I wish that I hadn't done that, you know?
Right.
So learning how to enforce your boundaries. Like,
Ellie.
You just have to.
Yeah. Well, my problem is that my biggest flaw, I think, is I'm flaky and I'm fleeting. And I feel one way strongly, and then the next day I don't.
But that's something you gotta. It's a two-step process. It's knowing really how you feel about things, and then being able to enforce those feelings.
I'm weak right now.
It's hard.
I know.
I mean, I think that's something that's hard for everyone. I think there are grown-ass people who don't have that figured out.
Right.
I've just had to figure it out because I'm in a lot of therapy. But like, I feel like that's something that most people don't even think mm-hmm. about. They're like, oh, I'll just like go along with the group because it's what I should be doing. Or mm-hmm. I'll, okay, like when we were in South Padre, we went in the hot tub in our clothes. And like, it was fun and great. But then when we got out, we were all disgusting.
We
and
told them
soaking
this story.
Wet. Yeah. And Alana went back and like just was soaking wet.
Yeah.
And I went to my hotel and I was like, I am changing my clothes. I do not care if I'm missing the walk between here and the room. I do not care if it's weird. I am going and I am putting on warm, clean, dry clothes because I don't want to sit. I know that I don't want to sit in wet clothes.
Proud of you.
And like, that's a boundary. Like, that's a silly example, but like, that's something that you have to look
out
for.
I thought that was funny though.
Like, if you think for, you have to like be self, it's difference between being selfish and taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
Very different.
You're right.
And I think with guys sometimes, it's hard to learn how to do that because there's egos involved, there's feelings involved.
Well, and everything.
Everything.
Not just guys.
Yeah.
Life choices and paths and all the above.
Yeah, you don't want to hurt.
Grooves that you're getting into.
When you're kind of, not in a rut, but you're in a certain path.
Paths that you're in, like patterns that you're
okay
making for yourself, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. That's just what's on my mind right now.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of thinking about boundaries. It's so hard to talk about too. Like, what do you say to a guy? I mean, I'm always up front with it. We're like, I don't want to
do this
tonight.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, if you're talking about sleeping with someone and stuff like that, like that should not be even a question in anyone's mind about, you shouldn't feel any sort of second guessing when you're like, I'm not ready to do that.
And I think there's always, but I think there's a fear of, with a lot of girls, that the guy is going to like be mad at them or pressure them.
Oh my God, fuck him.
And if he does, like, fuck that guy. But I do understand, like, if you like a guy, but you're not ready to sleep with him, you might feel like, if I say that, he's going to think this about me, or he's going to, you know, not.
Who the fuck cares? Like, do what you want and say what you're thinking.
Do what you want and say what you're thinking is, like, the theme of our entire podcast.
Yes. Like fucking just, like, do it.
Don't be afraid to have boundaries in every aspect of your life. It's even the same thing with, like, classwork, too. Like, I always found, like, senior year, I just started being like, I need an extension. I need 3 days on
this.
Would
you really?
Yeah, I did not turn in a single English paper on time, and my major was English, so that was all my classes. Anyways.
You guys, this is crazy. I feel like I'm a listener in this episode.
I know, because I'm lecturing you.
Yeah.
Sorry. How does it feel?
I kind of enjoyed it.
Do I pull off the big sister vibes?
Mm-hmm.
It's because I'm in therapy, like I said.
Yeah.
I know what I'm talking about.
Well, I think I'm just going to start crying a little bit.
Great.
But let's just get those ads out of the way.
Thriving. But anyways, sorry, that's kind of a downer way to start the episode, but it's also...
I don't know if it was downer. I think we're making it downer because
there's a lot going on right now. There's so much you guys don't know about. I promise we will fill you in. We're having trauma.
Yeah.
Like, we are in trauma, deep trauma. And it's actually very funny because, like... that the week that Michaela was here, who's our guest.
Yes. This was two weeks ago.
That was like deep trauma.
That was deep trauma.
We were in the mud. And so you can kind of tell Alana is just like a little subdued. She's
just
not
like
her usual
not
self.
There.
Yeah. She's not present.
That's great.
Seriously.
Interesting thought.
But it was really nice having Michaela. And if you don't know, Michaela Oakland, she's like my Twitter friend, if that makes sense. Like, she's had a big following for a while, like me, and we met a while back, like a year and a half ago or so. And she's really great and supportive. Yep. She's a great friend, and she's
fun to have.
She's
on.
She's cute and fun. And before we get into that, though, we have a message from a sponsor.
Woo!
Shoe Dazzle.
Hell yeah! Shoe Dazzle was the first. Like, sexy shoes I bought freshman year of college.
Oh, you're like,
I was
sexy,
like,
fuck going out
yeah,
shoes.
Let's do this.
We love shoe dazzle. Anyways, I have been trying to get into the shoe game somewhat. Like, I just like want to wear more different shoes. Like, I have like my shoes that I wear. I have like 5 pairs of shoes and I rotate them out.
Right.
Even like I'm wearing my like superstars right now and I never wear these.
I notice that you never wear those.
I never wear them because they're not comfortable. Mm-hmm. I get blisters when I wear them, but like, I never wear them. They're not my like shoes. But with Shoe Dazzle, you can get all kinds of crazy shoes. Not just crazy shoes, also normal shoes that you want to wear. But like, you know, Shoe Dazzle has thousands of ways to step up your look with clothes, shoes, accessories. I'm a big accessory gal these days, like a good belt, you know. But you can shop as a guest. But I will tell you right now, shopping as a VIP member is definitely the best way to go because... you get to take a quiz, like I've said. You always a slut
Hell
for an online quiz. Get to
keep
find
the
your,
quizzes coming.
You get to find out your shoe personality, which like is not something I ever thought that I would need to know. But like, I need to know what my shoe personality is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, VIPs like me save 30% off most retail prices all day, every day. Plus, we get free shipping and returns, not to mention tons of other exclusive sales and perks. It's a flexible membership, so each month you can choose to shop or skip. And again, you get 30% off every single day. So now's the time to sign up as a VIP, because right now you'll get your first pair of shoes for 75% off, as low as $10. Wow. You can't beat that.
You can't.
Yeah, you really can't beat that. This is an exclusive deal for podcast listeners, so make sure you go to shoedazzle.com/talk to get it. That's shoedazzle.com/talk to step up your look today for as low as $10. Shoedazzle.com/talk. Okay, so let's get into this interview. Let me out, I'm trapped in the blur. Started out the way I wanted, but I swear now. Let me out, I'm lost in the words. Too much in my head, I should have seen the bad signs. I wanna tell you everything will be fine, but I'm afraid that it's a waste of your time. Let me out, I'm lost in the words. Don't know how I've been here, trapped in a blur. I'm here with my very, very close friend, Michaela. Michaela Oakland is a Twitter sensation, as well as starting this account, She Rates Dogs, which basically, well, is my obsession because she just makes fun of creepy Tinder boys
which
all day
we
long.
We love.
We do love that.
Tinder boys and exes.
And exes. Weird exes, psycho exes. Mm-hmm. People who blow up your phone 100 times and, you know. I think it's God's work you're doing, you know, because I think there's already a stereotype out there that girls are crazy, girls blow up your phone, girls will say all kinds of shit, but you know what, like, men are fucking insane.
Yeah, well, I think girls just don't really talk about it the way guys do. Like, if you're at a party, guys think it's the coolest thing to talk about, like, a chick who, like,
who's crazy
and won't leave him alone, and girls don't really do that.
Yeah, so, and she probably isn't crazy.
Yeah. So that's kind of the point.
Yeah, guys don't really do that. Or no, girls don't really do that. Because, like, I don't know why we don't do it. But I'm glad that we've begun. Because there is a lot out there.
Yeah.
Well, you're crazy. Like, our crazy story of the week that we usually try to pin on guys, like, your whole shit is that on steroids.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's
thank
just
you.
Crazy story of the week 5 times a day.
Yes.
All day, every day.
All day, every day.
Michaela was telling me that all she does all day long is, like, read through these horrific DMs. And
I'm desensitized.
Like, it has to be just, like, what is actually wrong? I feel like if I was doing it, I would just cry every day.
Yeah, no, people are worried about me. Like, the people close to me are like, you're going to become... Like, something bad is, like, going to happen to your psyche. Like, this isn't good. But I have someone go through, like, the most of them now and then, like, send me the good ones.
Oh, that's awesome.
So now I don't have to read 1,000 every day.
The, like, super
is it stories
ones?
Or screenshots that you get in DMs?
It's both. Sometimes, like, girls will be like, oh, I don't have screenshots of this anymore because it happened, like, 2 years ago. But... Oh.
But I feel like posting the screenshots is what you're normally doing.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll circle back and we'll talk a little bit more about She Rates Dogs at the end of our episode when we do our crazy story of the week.
Yes.
That will be brought to us by Michaela Oakland and She Rates Dogs. But today we're talking about something that's really, really, really important that I think a lot of girls are afraid to talk about. But and guys, I think, are afraid to talk about. And not only do you and I, me and Michaela, we talk about this in our personal lives all the time, but... I feel like this is a question we get a lot. It's something that, like, comes up a lot.
Yeah. Oh, but also that people don't talk about.
Yeah, for some reason
they talk about,
like,
getting
embarrassing
over
to talk about. But this is about getting over someone that you never even dated. This is not a how-to guide because I'm not going to tell you how to get over someone. There's no, like, hard and fast rule for it. But, like, let's just talk about it because I think sometimes there's this implication that if you don't have an official boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, that
you
it
have no
count.
Right.
Yeah, like, you're not allowed to
you're
be upset
allowed.
Over this. You never even dated him.
Yeah.
Bitch, listen. I had a lot of feelings and they're all gone. Like, I'm not allowed to pursue those feelings anymore. I'm upset and I'm allowed to be upset.
Yeah, you are. What did you say to me, like, 2 hours ago? Your feelings are valid.
Yeah, your feelings, no matter what they are, no matter who they're about, they're freaking valid. Like,
freaking.
I cannot stop saying freaking.
I know. I love the word freaking.
Freak.
Fweak.
I mean, I've had plenty. I don't think I've ever had a relationship that actually was like, he's my boyfriend and I'm his girlfriend. Like, we never had that conversation. But there are definitely guys that have been really, really significant in my life. And a lot of the times I had friends who were like, why are you so upset over this guy? Like, you didn't even date him. And I'm like, listen, the emotional investment that I put into this non-relationship, like, it's enough. It was enough.
Like, your feelings don't have an expiration date.
Feelings do not have an expiration date. Feelings also don't have, like, a... You must be this tall to ride. Like, they're not like you have to be in this type of relationship to have this kind of feelings. Like, I feel like, I don't know, even with Mike, like, we weren't boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah. And obviously,
you know.
And obviously, like, that was very strong anyway. Like, the way you talked about him wasn't like you would talk about any other not boyfriend.
Yeah.
So
it was very different.
There are different levels. To however close you get. Also, you guys knew that you would be graduating soon. You'd be going to different places. So there were reasons that, like,
it was never
you never got
be.
To that point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that if
it
other conditions.
Have.
Yeah.
That probably makes it worse.
That totally makes it worse.
It's like you can't hate them. You can't, like, be like, oh, this happened because X, Y, Z.
It's so,
like,
hard to get over someone if you never got the opportunity to, like, explore the relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't know what could have been. So you're like, this could have been the best thing for him. This could have been my soulmate. But, like,
I still think that. Sometimes like, he could be the one.
I can't fucking deal, Ellie.
Sorry.
Oh, well, but your feelings are valid.
My feelings are valid, you bitch.
Feelings are valid.
Fuck you guys. I feel like I don't like you two.
Yeah, are me and Michaela just going to gang up on you?
I feel like you two literally are ganging up on me because you know so much about me. That you've
and we're
seen
just
that.
Like, shut it's up.
But, like, you've seen different phases of the... You've seen, like, the tail end. You saw, like, the beginning.
Yeah.
So it's like... rough.
Where's the reality?
Oh my God, we literally we're trying to find the beginning of me and Michaela's friendship today.
Oh my God,
and we found this text of this time that like went over to his house and like was in his hot tub and we were like drinking
Ellie
wine.
Ellie was
and
like
out.
Gazing off into the distance for like
yeah. And then we caught her. We caught her having a daydream.
Dead eyes. Like she's like
I saw glass in your eyes. I was like oh come on.
We knew exactly what she was thinking about.
Can we just enjoy this pad CEO, please?
Listen, okay, it's a lot. It's hard. It's hard. No, like yeah. I haven't
and
talked to him in months, and
you're
I'm
fine.
Still upset.
I mean, you could be heartbroken over someone that you've never actually dated. It's fine.
It's allowed, and it's yeah. fine. Okay, let's take a quick break and get another word from a sponsor, mm-hmm. Dollar Shave Club. I love that Dollar Shave. I love that Dollar Shave Club has everything I need to look, feel, and smell my best. What I love even more is the fact that I never have to go to a store. That's because, one, Dollar Shave Club delivers everything I need to run. Okay. That's because, one, Dollar Shave Club delivers everything I need right to my door. And, two, they keep me fully stocked on what I use so I don't run out. And here's how it works. So if you need hair products, skin products, face products, tooth products, you name it, they've got it. And they have a new program where they automatically keep you stocked up on the products you use. So you can determine what you want and when you want it, and it shows up right at your door from once a month to once every 6 months. And I do that for their toothpaste because I really like their toothpaste. It makes me feel minty fresh. Mm-hmm. I'm a snob about toothpaste, and I don't like every single one of them, but I've really, really enjoyed it. So it's very pepperminty and delicious, and I like it a lot. So right now, they've got a bunch of starter sets you can try for just $5, like their oral care kit. After that, the restock box ships regular size products at regular price. So what are you waiting for? Get your starter pack. Nope. Get your starter set for just $5 right now at dollarshaveclub.com/Ellie. That's dollarshaveclub.com/Ellie.
But what about like when like what about girls looking up the guy afterwards? Like what about advice on that? Like I have to set
like
boundaries for myself. Yeah, so yeah. I'll be like I'm not going to look at any of his social media after like 5 p.m. because once it gets dark, I get emo and like I can only
I
check
deal.
During the daylight or like I'm not going to look for the next 3 days. And like that helps me.
I have to set like
myself.
A full boundary. Like okay. I have to be like, we are not speaking. I am not looking at him. This is over.
Mute on everything.
Until
mute.
I
mute
feel
but,
like I'm
yeah.
ready.
Mute is your best friend, I think.
Oh, I
but
have
if you,
so
if you
many
delete
words.
Or block, muted. It's like you kind of look petty, but you got to mute.
I do. I do think though, like if you need to block someone, just block him. Who gives a fuck?
I mean, it depends on what terms you end on.
It's about your like mental health.
Yeah, but muting like the name of somebody, then
goes such a long way.
You never will like you'll never see the replies of like
Oh my God!
Out of sight, out of mind.
The worst is like when you don't when you've like got them muted on Instagram or something, but you still follow their friends, but you do.
Oh,
but you do it
through.
But you do it on purpose because low-key you want to see pictures of him.
So unhealthy.
Oh my God!
You're fine.
But it does. You know, it's gonna take you the time that it takes you to get over anything. I mean, not even just relationships. Like any situation that you ever have that's like traumatizing and upsetting to you, like it will take you the time it takes you.
But I think that's a good point where you're like, I need to completely block them out, and I'm like, I just like I slowly wane off because that's easier for me to like just like have it close the door and like
I mean I'm full of shit. I like fully stopped talking to him, but I still looked at all of his stories and like because I was like I want him to think that we're still friends.
Yeah,
like
I know.
And it's like, who cares?
But then you know what? He bought my hat.
But like nothing
That's
you
cute.
See is
Which
actually
one?
Gonna be important.
Men are trash.
He bought Men Are Trash.
Remember I told you.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then he sent
did.
Me a picture. I think guys have a tendency to if you tell them you had feelings for them when it wasn't like a boyfriend girlfriend relationship, they're out there willing to be like, look what she said to me, she's so crazy we didn't
date. Like right away.
And
like,
that's like
God.
So scary because you don't wanna be the girl that like you don't want anyone out there being like, she literally thought we were like dating. It's like, honey, I know that we weren't dating.
Even if like the entire time you're talking, you were on the same level. Like it was always like, it was never like one above the other. It was always reciprocated.
Yeah.
And then
afterwards, they're like, oh my God, she's in love with me. Like,
and
oh
then,
my God.
You know, you end up feeling
shit.
Like a psycho and you're like, no, I was there. We were there.
Yeah.
Like I
when
remember
did my
this.
Hair, I was there.
We were having
I remember
sex
this
all
too
well.
Oh my God, guys.
And you call me up again.
Just to break me like a promise.
So
every time I don't
cruel.
This is like the third time that we have to cut
we
that
do this
out.
All the time. But for real, it drives me crazy. And I know it's so scary to be out there thinking. I think a lot of times girls are just generally scared that boys are going to be calling them things.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with the feminist thing. Like, you're afraid that boys won't like you if you're a
feminist. So then you won't ask for the closure you need.
And you need
because
it.
Because you don't want to call yourself
crazy.
But
yeah, no, I agree with you. It's like hard to like ask for what you need from someone if you feel like they're just going to be like, we were never even together.
Yeah. But then if then he's a douchebag, you were dating douchebags.
Well, yeah, then he sucks. But it's still like embarrassing. Yeah. You know?
Well, yeah, but
I'm a big advocate for closure.
But just like look for those things and that let that be like the moment in your head where you're like, oh, this guy was trash. Like you can find those moments if you're looking for them of like a way to get over somebody. And this is like all that I've done in the last 3 years since my last relationship is just like kind of serious things, but not like,
but not like I talk you're to my boyfriend
every day. Yeah. But like he's not my boyfriend. We don't get to that level of intimacy. But like
but
I would break every bone in everybody's body if I saw them with someone else.
Yes, 100%.
I also feel like I think there's like a thing where it's like people will say like, oh, but like you didn't even date him.
Yeah.
Like, oh, like he wasn't even your boyfriend. It's like, yo, but like I had feelings. There were feelings there. We talked for a really long time. He was a significant thing in my life. I'm allowed to have feelings about that.
I've always said, so my most serious relationship, that was like 4 years. When that ended, it was so easy for me to move on because I'd explored every possible scenario of ending up with him.
Yeah.
And when you, and like somehow that was an easier breakup for me than like ending things with guys that I'd never gotten that serious with, because you just have so many what ifs. You have so many like, and even if they aren't that great, you don't know that
because you've never explored it.
So you just have all of these things in your head that are like, you're losing something that like you don't even know what it could have been.
What if we went to his summer home in the lake and we had a nice barbecue? Like, bitch,
a call out post to my brain.
Oh, did you? That's literally me.
You
too.
Know, like, I fantasize about like all these random situations that like we'll never be in.
Yeah,
let's go to a gala together.
Like just, that's like, the part that makes you not be able to get over.
If only this had happened, we would have been the perfect couple.
With Mike, I literally was like, what if we were like wedding dates and then we like slow danced and like watched the love happen
and you
then,
caught the bouquet, bitch.
And you
but
knew
if
it
was
gonna
happen, it would have happened.
Yeah.
At least that's what we like to tell ourselves. Mm-hmm. I mean,
there are 7 billion people in the world. And that's
like, and where are the good ones?
Hello,
hello.
Where are you?
Seriously, but no, I hate the I fucking hate it when people are like, like, why are you not over this yet? Like, why do you still care? It's been long enough. Like, you didn't even date him. Why are you not over this? It's because your brain continues the relationship after it ends because it never got the closure that you need, and you probably never will get the closure.
I have to grieve 20 different possibilities here. Like,
I have to
20 different our lives kids. Together that that's we could have had.
That's why I always say, like, if I had a breakup, like, I want the screaming in your face, in the rain, crying, yelling at each other breakup, because I like to know, like, you know what? That's fucking over.
That's the closure.
That is it. It's over. I never get that. I always get that.
It's
always like, stop talking one day.
Yeah, and it's always like, I can't hate him. Because I like nice guys. So like when I end things with a guy, I cannot hate him after, because normally we ended for just like, we just didn't
just
work.
Couldn't, it couldn't
so
work
like
out.
I can't be
you
like, he's
that
the
passion.
Devil.
You need that.
Or to be disgusted. When did we talk about this?
A couple episodes
this
ago.
This is the best, like, trick, honestly, just be like,
be disgusted
that
by
guy
him.
Is a loser. Yeah. He's ugly, not ugly, but he's disgusting.
He's a weirdo.
He's a weird guy.
He has weird priorities.
Yes.
You're giving me the eyes.
I know. I don't always care for Michaela's choice of romantic partners, and she really does not care for my choice of sexual partners.
Oh well, we're on the same team, Michaela. I'm over Ellie.
No, okay, but Ellie, You're attracted to bad things.
I know. But it's not my fault. It's not my fault.
Not
my
bad. We have talked about
not
how
bad
like,
guys like bad things.
Yeah.
Like bad scenarios. Not
or like
the men aren't bad.
No, but even bad traits. Like bad.
Yeah.
Because Ellie wants to be the
Why
one.
Why are we reading?
No, just destroy Ellie. I have an important thing to say. Because Ellie wants to be the girl who changes someone.
Yeah.
And that's not unique. Like that's a big thing.
It's unhealthy and you shouldn't be like
movies
that.
Movies like Twilight where it's just like,
dude,
he's mean.
We love Twilight.
He's mean to every girl ever, but then this one girl comes and all of a sudden he's
you
nice.
Be
special.
All my issues come from reading
Vampire
Twilight
Diaries
as a young
we talked
girl.
About.
Yeah.
Like this is
that's true. It's a common theme.
This is like the theme of like girls coming to like this horrible guy and
he's
then all
mean
of a sudden
everyone,
he's in love
but
with
not
her.
Yeah,
you.
And like
he
you're the one.
You.
And like when you watch a movie, you always think that you're the protagonist. Like you're like, oh, I am Bella Swan. But
yeah.
like No, you're not.
You want to be the person who has the magic to change someone.
Yeah. Yeah, but I like don't. Like but I know that and like I'm working on it. It's just like hard. Because like I don't know, I'm just attracted to guys that are unavailable. But that's not the point of this conversation.
Oh God. Let's just dissect
that's
you.
That's so true. It's definitely not where what our topic is. But
super
still,
not.
But I mean, come on, like
I don't
it's guys
think
in
my
general.
Choices lately have been as bad as they have been in the
you
past.
Haven't really had a lot of choices. Exactly. Everything you've done lately has been very casual.
Oh, super casual.
So
I haven't like done
there's
anything.
Nothing to overanalyze. Because red flags do exist. Like
oh, they're
as,
real.
As much as like you think that, oh, once he actually is in love with me, he won't do these things anymore.
False.
Like
yeah, it'll
get
true.
Worse.
Yeah.
It'll get, like, it's going to be worse.
Pay attention to it. Like
anyways, when you like someone and you really like them and you end things, how do you move on if you never dated him?
I mean, there's like a lot of different relationships and a lot of different stages in your life where you attack these things differently. Like when I was in my peak college girl career, I would be like, I'm going to talk to other guys. I think after my actual relationship, I had Tinder for a little bit, which like,
oh yeah, but now you're banned from Tinder.
Well, yeah. And I would never use any dating app now. Cause I just like the guys
weird.
There.
Yeah.
I could never, but like there's different ways that I've handled it at different stages and they all worked and they were all valid because that was what I needed at the time. Like right now, I don't like talking to other guys to get over a guy. I like getting to a space where I'm good on
my own.
Totally.
I don't need anybody like, and
that's
then,
mature.
And then you don't like, you don't relapse 3 months from now when it doesn't work with a guy.
Yeah.
With a different guy. You know what I mean? Because you're not like, oh, like I should have just stayed with this guy. You've already gotten over that relationship.
Yeah.
So to speak. Yeah.
Sometimes. I guess sometimes that doesn't work.
I feel like you need the closure.
Yeah.
But now I'm thinking about it. I feel like every time I've been like, oh, why did we stop talking? Let's have the closure. Mm-hmm. Then you just make out by accident.
Or
something.
You got to do it over the phone then.
Yeah.
Just be
like, why?
Also, like you have to kind of, if you need closure and you cannot move on without closure, make your own closure. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I always felt like,
huge fan of that.
It has to be like this perfect moment where we just happen to be hanging out. No, I straight up, before I moved here, I sent Mike that super long message. I remember I sent it to you. And it literally was just like, hey, like, I don't know what happened with us. Like, I don't know, like, why things never worked out. But just so you know, like, I really liked you. Mm-hmm. I would have been happy with you.
You felt so much better after sending that
message. That's a very mature thing
and,
to
like,
do.
That, I love doing that when it's just like, okay, he's not going to say anything. So let me talk for a second. I'm just going to get it all out. I don't care what he replies.
Because these are my feelings and my feelings are valid.
Yeah.
I don't need his feelings to validate my feelings.
And it makes you feel so much better than you think. Because I think a lot of the time we're like, oh, you need to, like, ignore him. Like, you cannot say anything to him because, like, whatever. But, like, sometimes. Sometimes just saying something will just make you feel better.
Getting all the things that you never said out there, I mean, it helps. I don't know why it helps. Yeah. Even just venting it to your friends and then being like, should I say this?
It also makes you look like a bigger person, honestly.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're the one that initiated the conversation, like you did, like texting, like, listen, I really liked you, but like, I don't know why this didn't work out, whatever. It makes them sit there for a second and be like,
why didn't
why
it work
am I so
out?
Mature? Like, I don't know. Like, good for her for like stepping up to the plate, I guess. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't be afraid to
and
say that.
His response was like so nice too. And then I was just like so happy when I moved here.
Because
I
you
felt
were both there.
Ready.
Like, you were both there. Like, you're not in this alone. Like, obviously, if you feel a certain way, he probably does too. Like, he's probably questioning the same thing.
Literally, just hearing him say, like, you were wonderful was like,
yeah,
that's what you needed.
I just needed to hear that. And then I can move to New York and be happy.
Also, I think a lot of times your friends will be like, you cannot ever talk to him again. Like, you need to completely. Okay, I'm not calling you out.
You kind
of are. No. Because I'm not talking about me right now. Like, I'm just saying, like, in general, sometimes, like, follow-up conversations aren't detrimental.
No.
Like, to get extra...
Sometimes
like,
they are.
No, sometimes... Well, I was going to go on that next. Like, sometimes if you are in a headspace where you're, like, good with, like, it ending, like, you feel like it was right, sometimes you don't want to hear something that might, like, change your mind.
Yeah.
Because people want you to miss them. So, like, if they talk to you after things have ended and they, like, know that there was, like, a certain thing that you were missing, they'll, like, sneak something in there. Even if they don't
want
to be with you, they'll sneak
in. Just want you to want
the upper hand.
They want you to want them. So, like, sometimes having those conversations can be super, like, it can set you back a month worth of progress. But, like, other times it's just, like...
It depends on where you're at and how long your brain has been, like, malfunctioning over this guy.
Yeah.
And if you're really actually ready to say, like, this has I need to just say this or I'm never gonna be able to
exactly
move on.
Like,
and I would say that with anything, ex-friends, yeah. Any mm-hmm. just any person that's ever kind of done you wrong, I think it's never not worth kind of saying if
oh
you're
God,
ready to
no.
say it.
Yeah,
it's never not worth
you
saying
gotta.
Listen,
you'll feel was, so much better.
This is how
so
I feel about the situation. I don't need you to respond. I'm not asking you to respond. Mm-hmm. I'm just letting you know that this was fucked up.
Closure is everything.
You know, I really wanted this to be like this and it wasn't. You know, like,
yeah.
And I also think it helps them for their next relationship.
Or like, why didn't you? Like, why yeah. did you say you were going to do this, but you didn't?
Oh my God,
you did
yeah.
this?
And there's so many like, situations in my past yeah. that I had like quasi semi somewhat relationships
yeah.
that ended and I never mm-hmm. quite understood like, what happened? Like, why does he hate me now? Like, what did mm-hmm. I do? Like,
yeah.
I don't think I did anything.
You have the right to ask.
I have the right to
if
ask.
There
have
the
right.
are questions that keep you up at night and you are losing sleep because of it. Sometimes getting those answers
ask.
Is all you need.
It's normal.
Like, yeah. There's so many
I feel
nights.
Like this connects to like girls just being afraid to be called crazy.
Yeah.
Like you're not crazy
always.
For asking questions about your freaking life.
Yeah.
Like, guys, a guy like, will text oh my God, you. We didn't even date and look,
yeah,
she's
yeah.
asking me all this shit. It's like, damn, like who gives a fuck
no.
with some crusty little boy things?
You have
like,
the right.
Yeah.
You're allowed to ask whatever you want to ask. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's like so college. If like when you send something to a guy and then he shows all his friends like, look, like she's
and
on
he's
my
hiding
dick.
The rest of the chain yeah. that is like just blue, 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 blue.
I had this happen to me a year ago yeah. where like I was talking to this guy's friend and I had not really been like very serious with him at all. But he'd be like, oh, yeah, like he would show us that you were like texting him every day. I'm like, he initiated every single one of those conversations.
Yeah, every single one.
Like,
yeah.
he texted me, good morning, sunshine, and, like, send me all these
then,
little,
like deletes the text, yeah, and it's no. you just being like, hey, boo.
And then I'd, like, nicely reply. And then if I, like, didn't, if I didn't reply, he'd text me again so that he could be the one who stopped replying. And then he'd show his friends and be like, Michaela likes me a lot.
Like, actually treacherous. Like,
why are men like this? I mean, that's
I
the theme.
I don't know. This was, like, honestly such an amazing realization for me to hear this guy telling me what the guy said about me.
Oh, totally.
Because doesn't it horrify you, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, is that what, like, this whole group
did
of guys
thinks
now?
Did you clear your
name? Now? I mean, I just, like, told him. I was like, he texted me all of those days. Like, he started all of that. I don't know what to tell you. Like,
you know, it's, like, so weird when you find out the way that other people are portraying you. Because
yeah.
it's
oh
weird
God.
Knowing you have no control over,
worse.
Like, your own somewhat, like, image to other people. Mm-hmm. Like, you have no control over how other people are going to portray you.
And it could be so different from
so
friend group to friend
wrong.
Group. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, sick guys think this way about you. And then sick apps think you're someone totally different.
Sick guys definitely
because
think
everyone just gives
me.
A different, like, spiel.
Yeah, true. Like, you're two different
you're
human
so many
beings.
Different girls. Like, and like
because they've gone off on some kind of tangent.
Because of
like,
how you're interacted with, like, one specific
yeah.
person. And I also feel like, let's talk about Twitter for a second here. Like,
okay.
So before we get into our next topic, we have a word from a sponsor. Mm-hmm. Fleur. Even if you spritz on perfume every day, here's something you might not think about what's actually in it. That's why I'm so excited about Fleur. They make stunning, non-toxic perfumes and list all their ingredients online. You get a good scent made with clean ingredients, and the sample process is just plain fun. For a luxurious perfume that's all about good, clean fun, try Fleur. Phlur. I like that it's another kind of, it's not like an online quiz, but like you get to like look at all the scents and mm-hmm. then pick your top three you want to try, and then you can decide your sample. Because it's so hard, I feel like, to get perfume online because
oh,
you don't
yeah.
really know
you
what it
try
smells
it.
Like. But you get to try all three of them and then decide which one you like best. And then if you don't, I mean, obviously you're going to like one of them because they're good smells, but if you mm-hmm. don't, you can try another three. So the scents are gender-free, which is cool. And Fleur is completely transparent about every ingredient in their perfumes and why it's there. And great news, they just introduced body wash and body lotion in the same scent, so you can smell amazing all the time.
Love that.
I love tripling up.
Yep.
I love when my body
very
wash,
into that.
My lotion and my perfume all smell the same.
You're
like,
just fully smelling great. I love
scent.
That.
Like today I am doused in scent. Mm-hmm. People keep telling me I smell good. I'm mm-hmm. like, thank you. Yeah, like I said, I'm a perfume addict. But yeah, an interesting one that I tried is called Hepcat. Mm-hmm. And like I want that on all, like I would definitely use that body wash. Like for me, it's more of a cologne, like it's a little more masculine.
Yeah, like sandalwood.
It's very woody, smoky, yeah. but it smells like freaking amazing. Mm-hmm. Like if my boyfriend smelled like that, oh my God.
Woo!
Oh, baby.
Baby.
We would have an issue. All right. So go to Fleur.com today and use promo code Ellie to get 20% off your first custom Fleur sample set. Pick 3 scents to try and get credit towards a full-size bottle of your favorite. That's promo code Ellie at Fleur.com to get your first 3 Fleur fragrance samples at 20% off. Phlur.com. Promo code Ellie. Okay, anyways. I think people have a certain image of you if you, like, have a big following on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And, like, you have no control over how people think of you. Last night, we were...
we were checking Ellie's indirects. We looked up, like, that fucking Ellie Schnitt girl. Because, like, you can't just look up Ellie.
I just wanted to see... like, people just writing your name but not tagging you?
Yeah. Okay. Like, all the tweets that people have tweeted about me that are like, that fucking Ellie Schnitt girl is so annoying. I looked up, like, Ellie Schnitt annoy. Ellie Schnitt crazy.
Ellie Schnitt annoy!
Ellie Schnitt basic. Ellie Schnitt shut up. Like, Ellie Schnitt... bitch, like, I looked up, like, everything because I'm just so, like, fascinated by, like, what random people
the
are
the only
like,
thing
about
my
me.
Brother and I agree on in this life is how obnoxious that Ellie Schnitt girl is.
Actually, that is what
that
wrote.
Is real.
It was so
Ellie
funny.
Schnitt annoying. I love that.
It was so funny. It's like funny.
I want merch of that. I want Ellie Schnitt annoying.
Oh, like a Google
basic.
Search
yeah.
bar.
Ellie Schnitt annoying.
That's really funny.
Oh, and every all of them
yeah,
come
yeah,
down
crazy, annoying, up. Stupid.
And there's something like completely random too.
Please yeah. do that.
But, like, it's funny. And, like, we talk a lot about people on Twitter, mm-hmm. like, that do not know us, have never met us, have never spoken to us.
Could never speak
could
to
never
us.
Speak to us.
In real life.
And hate us. And literally hate us. Like, hate us so, so much.
I mean, there's a couple girls, too.
There's a lot of girls who are, but then it comes back
but
to the insecurity
guys.
Thing, but it is mostly
and
guys.
It's usually initiated by them and then backed up by the girls.
Yeah, being like, oh my God, yes, you're so right. Pick me, choose me, love me.
Thank you, finally.
I love that term, pick
the
me.
The pick me girl.
Is I that mean, like a thing?
Yeah. It's yeah. Like, well, it's a thing in like
there's
Twitter
pick me Twitter.
World.
Yeah.
We like, I feel like we're so online. Like, yeah. we know so much.
That sometimes when we're talking about like a term or like.
We forget that it's not something that yeah. people know about.
I like that term. There's I feel like every, people me. Are pick me whatever in real life.
Yeah.
Like, I
yeah.
love that.
It's not just online, but it, mm-hmm. there's a lot of girls who are pick me girls.
And then they don't realize it. And then you're like, listen, why are you saying this?
Or there's people that drive me crazy on Twitter. And like, I'm obviously not going to glorify them like with their names. Mm-hmm. But like.
But we know.
We know.
But we know.
People who think it's cool to like just like hate you.
Yeah.
Like,
damn.
Who think it's like the cool thing.
And
to
you'll
do.
Look at their in. Feed. No, there are like people who literally you'll go through and it'll be 20 tweets in a row about like that Michaela girl did this and she's so stupid for that. This Ellie girl's so annoying. How did Abby get a stand up thing? How did this girl like all just like every single tweet and like they think that's cool, but they don't realize how fucking like sad.
So sad.
And so
sad they
think
that
it's
looks cool because they've heard other people, like other big accounts like do it and yeah. they're trying to like basically be like, oh, if this guy did this, then I'm going to say it too. And it's like, yeah. those guys are fucking losers. Like, no offense, but the people who don't like us are actually losers. Like,
no, if you look at their profiles, you're like,
full loser. Yikes. Like, if you actually look at pictures of these people, and like, you're not supposed to judge a book by their cover. Like, I get it. But like, if you actually look at the pictures of some of these guys.
Not even like looks, just,
it's
vibes,
just a picture of a car.
Like, vibes.
Vibes. like, full, like, there's this picture of three of these people. And Michaela sent me once. And it was the moment that every bit of like animosity I had towards them evaporated
no,
out of my
body.
No,
and then we were like, they
so
need
like,
help.
Oh, they actually need like a hug.
Like they like, need
like
to be
shave,
validated by somebody.
A haircut.
They need to like
they
do something important.
Therapy. Mm-hmm. Like so I feel sad. Badly for them.
Yeah, there was like this huge moment where we were like, oh my God, I can't even be mean to these people because it's just
it's
like
too
they're
sad.
So sad.
Oh, it's pathetic.
But they're not even like, they have followings.
Yeah. They're like getting validated
yeah,
but
by
they
other
still
people
need
in
to
their
hate
basement.
Us.
Yeah. Which is like, we don't think we're Einstein when we send a tweet. So like, we don't, you don't
but
need
I'm
a
not like, I'm
not like,
shit.
This is the funniest yeah. fucking thing I've ever said. Like, I'm literally like, this is something that I'm thinking about.
Eyes
right
go
now.
Black.
Like, full black. I'm possessed by a demon. This is hilarious. like, obviously not.
Like, it was a take about like a pop song. Like,
wait, what was the one thing they hated so much? What did I say?
Did you say something about, like, the middle or, like...
No, that would have been really basic.
Oh, wait, what's the one that they quote tweeted
yeah.
calling you sorority girl Twitter?
Sorry, final boss of sorority
final
girl
boss
Twitter.
Of
final
which
boss.
Which
I
love
hate
for you.
That.
That's actually
I
very funny.
Really love that for me. I well, oh, God, what was the tweet?
I'm going to get you a shirt that says
final
boss
of
sorority
girl Twitter.
That's very funny.
I don't remember what the tweet was, but it was, like, something that was literally just a silly thing that
it was
like
just
I
a
say all the time.
That popped yeah. into your head.
It's a dumb thought.
You weren't auditioning for a Netflix special.
Like, I was literally just saying, like...
just thinking.
I
just
love,
sharing.
Like, I love drinking tequila out of a McDonald's cup at Darty Days. Like, it was something like that. Like,
yeah.
stupid.
And then they're so mad,
so
about,
mad
it.
About it. Oh my God, all of my fucking videos on Schnitt Talk, mad, mad online. Oh, I said I liked astrology, mad online.
Oh, the ones from
yeah.
the old
and it's
Instagram?
Like,
yeah. yeah, that
it's
was
like
fucking
these
crazy.
Guys who obviously would never look up astrology. Like, it's not for you.
It's,
like,
yes.
you weren't supposed to like
but
it.
I think that we say that at least once every day.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not for them.
Like, Like, you're not the target demographic.
It's not for you.
You're not the target demographic. Like, just open your goddamn eyes.
If I, like, chug a beer, then I'll tag you guys.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. If I just decide to randomly hate on someone, then I'll tag you guys and be like, thought you would like this.
Yeah,
like,
this is for you.
If you seem bitter, how's this?
If I stream League of Legends, then I will send it to your DMs.
If I just decide to stop showering and like... The funny thing about Twitter hate is 99.9% of the time it's coming from these like nameless...
Really hot guys.
Like total studs.
Guys coming that from fuck guys with PhDs, guys killer that, jawlines.
Guys that fuck every day of the week. Yeah. No, it is not. It is coming from guys that you would actually be like, if you saw them on the street.
Oh, is that a human being?
Because they've been in the basement. They've been in the basement so long, their skin is like too white. They're like, it's scary. But no, for real, like, so whenever I see like some anonymous dude hating on me, I'm like, like, I feel more sorry for you than you will ever hate me. Like, the way I feel about you and the way you feel about me, I'm always gonna feel more sorry for you than you have hatred for
me. And if you see someone hating on you, just go to their account, look at their photos, scroll through their entire feed, and you'll be like,
it really is usually like some 15-year-old kid in his basement. I don't love the way that people talk to women on Twitter. Obviously, it fucking blows. But like, whatever. You kind of just get over it because you just know the kind of people they are. And again, there are certain accounts that are bigger accounts that genuinely despise Michaela and myself for no reason beyond the fact that we're just like cute and funny.
They don't have the same sense of humor.
Don't have the same sense of humor. And I would love to name them and drag them here, but I don't need to give them that exposure because they're just, it's like punching down. It's embarrassing.
Yeah. So. We don't punch down in comedy.
We don't punch down. Mm-mm. It's not worth our time. But I guess the point of it, I mean, like, I love talking about Twitter drama just because it's really funny.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone else cares.
But, like, I feel like if you didn't know, you would have no idea. Yeah. That, like, every day we're just like, these fucking goddamn people.
Like,
what is wrong
crazy.
With them?
It's
or,
so
like,
crazy.
If you're just one of, like, the random haters with zero followers.
That's, like funny, too.
You
like
might
want to,
like, want to take a step back and just, like, think that, like, these people just are thinking how sad you are.
Yeah. Like, and ladies, if you take your guy's phone for anything, it should be to look on his phone and make sure he doesn't have a burner account.
Can you imagine if boyfriend had a troll,
different. You're not hating
on I don't
people.
Tweet. I just use them to stalk.
Like, how embarrassed would you be?
If your boyfriend was a troll.
Like, how?
I would be like, we're done.
I would be like, you are the most embarrassing human being.
I'm going to dream about this tonight.
That's so pathetic.
That would be like the saddest thing. And then like there are people who like it and they're like, oh my God, babe, you totally own that.
You told her.
You totally own that bitch.
Told her.
She is too relatable.
She.
I don't understand why relatable like is.
Why does she say things that other people agree with?
Like, why doesn't she tweet things that like no one agrees with, like a cool person? Like,
because being a contrarian is cool nowadays.
Shouldn't be
if you just tweet like my meat is small in like five different ways, that's what they want. That's all they want.
Should I tweet my meat is small? Like,
yeah,
just see what happens.
They'd be like, oh my God, Ellie's getting funny.
Oh my God, wait, is she
now? She's getting it. Now she's getting it.
Holy shit, her meat's small.
Yeah,
hold. I just want to say, Tiny Meat Gang, we are not saying like my meat's tiny, is like we're not making fun of them.
Oh, yeah,
no, I mean, like Cody Ko.
Yeah, we love Cody Ko. Cody Ko's great.
Oh no, they started those jokes. These other people are just like doing variations of that.
Yeah,
24 hours a day or something about smoking weed, and then that's.
Yeah, that's like very important that we like make that clear. Because I don't want no smoke from the Tiny Meat Gang. I do not.
You lose 200,000 followers. They're like, now
she gets it.
Now she.
Back
that's
to
the
reality.
Other thing. It's like, I can't even be mean to them because it's punching so, so far down. Yeah. Like, that's like sad. You know?
No, that's what I always say. Like, that's why I can't reply. Because, like, what would, like, the things that I make fun of would just be, like, so sad. Like, the things that I could reply to that I, like,
oh yeah,
it's literally like, why are you hating from outside the club?
You have
you can't
to imagine
even get in. Like,
a person in their basement in the dark with. Zits.
Cheeto fingers.
Which
Cheeto
is
fingers.
So much more accurate than you even want to know for these
no,
people.
No, you don't even want to know.
No, no. It's just very much living in your mom's basement vibes.
Yeah. It's the vibes more than anything. It's the like, I'm unwashed and no girl has ever touched my penis.
It's been years, yeah.
Incel culture. It is incel culture. I feel like if you hate me or Michaela, like you're an incel, and like that's just how it is.
Usually. I call them the softcore incel group because.
Softcore incels.
Because they're not like 100%. Oh my God, Alana. God.
Like a computer?
No. It's the involuntarily celibate. It's like the guys like who say femoids.
Yeah.
Like, what, they'll talk yeah. about how they deserve sex and girls are
just
like
there for their pleasure kind of thing.
So but they do have sex?
No.
No, no, no. But they're saying like girls don't have sex with them and like... It's so we'll have to
don't,
show you
like
forums.
Look up the Reddit because you will be so disturbed.
No, I like
it's kind of scary.
So they choose to not have sex.
No,
well, no, they actually are like the most violent group. And like someone replied that the government did a study that they're like the most violent, like likely to like
I bet
kill
like,
somebody.
Well,
group.
On that somber note, let's get into that cry count. I haven't cried honestly.
This has been a very, very, very tough week for me.
Alana's
done some crying.
A lot's going on. I cannot.
Do you not talk about it on the podcast?
This is too.
Because it's your real life.
This is very real. I can't talk about it. Basically, yeah. Well, Monday night I was crying so much I ended up staying at the bar for like 7 hours crying.
Oh
so.
My god.
But anyway, Ellie.
I haven't cried. I've been actually.
We'll talk
having,
about this later.
I've been having a grand old time, to be honest.
Am I soaking up the misery over
yeah,
here?
Yeah, actually, I feel like we've like switched. I think I'm
it's
doing
like a
great
black hole of misery.
I've had some like good news lately, so I'm enjoying myself. Oh, I have to. Speaking of,
I think I cried a little bit at The Bachelor last night.
I don't watch.
Honestly, it was such a bad Bachelor, and it was such a bad like ending, and then they picked such a bad Bachelorette for the next. I made Ellie watch like 10 minutes of just like her like not talking. I was like, why?
So
like,
next season I officially won't watch. I was thinking about jumping on the bandwagon, but now like no.
Oh, right? I mean, yeah, this was like the most horrifying thing I've ever seen.
Anyways, yeah, I don't think I've really cried this week.
No, I definitely haven't cried.
Unless you count like The Bachelor.
I'm just a vortex of misery, so I'll just take it all.
Yes.
I'll put the team on my back this week.
I swear that happens to me all the time. Yeah. Where like I'll switch up
because the past what? I feel like the past like 8 episodes, my cry count has been 0.
Yeah, you've been really good, and I've been like, I cried once or twice.
This is insane. I can't even. Whatever.
I feel like we go through phases sometimes, you and me, where we'll both. One of us will be really, really sad, and the other will be like, I'm doing just fine.
So, Michaela, do you have a crazy story?
Oh.
Let's get a good one.
I always have crazy stories.
Okay, so our crazy story of the week that Michaela is going to read for us is brought to you by Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community for creators. With more than 25,000 classes in design, business, and more, you'll discover countless ways to fuel your curiosity, creativity, and career. Take classes in social media marketing, mobile photography, creative writing, or even illustration. Whether you're looking to discover a new passion, start a side hustle, or gain professional skills, Skillshare is there to keep you learning and thriving. Lifelong learning is very important to us here at Schnitt Talk. And
We need help sometimes.
Sometimes. So thank God for Skillshare, and we can learn new stuff and continue to become our very best selves. So join the millions of students already learning on Skillshare today with a special offer just for my listeners. Get 2 months of Skillshare for free. That's right. Skillshare is offering Schnitt Talk listeners 2 months of unlimited access to over 25,000 classes for free. To sign up, go to Skillshare.com/Ellie. Again, go to Skillshare.com/Ellie to start your 2 months now. That's Skillshare.com/Ellie. All right, let's get into that crazy story.
Okay, because I tweeted about like... Give me replies about crazy lies that an ex told you. Because for some reason, they can't just do the easy thing. They can't just be like, oh, I'm like sick or like whatever. They have to. Okay, I'm going to read this one to you.
All right, cool.
One time my ex and I were hanging out and I noticed a hickey on his neck. And he legit said there was a chameleon, yes, the reptile, at a party. And he was holding it on his shoulder and it fell down and caught itself by latching its tongue on his neck and left a mark.
The image of that is just that lie could not be faker.
That is amazing.
I have so many. Okay, here's another girl
it
says.
Caught itself on my neck.
Found empty condom wrappers in his overnight bag, and he said he was practicing using them with himself in case we broke up and he needed to get used to the sensation again. So he.
Okay, so he's a cheater and dumb
and a liar.
So
and
after,
a liar.
After two, that's a lot to unpack. I'll be honest. Like,
I just don't get like the lying thing. Like, it's so much easier for you to take the heat of the truth than take the heat of the lie after the fact.
Oh yeah, and it's so obvious.
Those lies are bad.
A chameleon lashed itself onto your neck.
I love that. That is so funny.
That's one of
my
all-time
favorites.
That's
the new curling iron.
Oh, the curling iron.
Now it's a chameleon lashed onto
my neck. Chameleon lashed onto my
neck.
If I ever come in with a hickey.
My homework.
Just assume that it was
chameleon
a chameleon
latched on my neck.
Wait, one more. My ex's excuse to cheating was, and I quote, "We had math together and she would give me hand jobs during class. I didn't know how to say no. I promise it was nothing."
I didn't know how to say no.
I
like,
promise.
Okay?
It because it was during
was
class.
Nothing.
You know?
Wasn't there
a furry one?
Yeah, the one you got.
Wait, let me find the furry one. It's so good.
Do we know what furries are, guys? If you don't know, I'm sorry.
Just Google it.
Don't Google it.
Please Google it.
You can give the gist too. You don't have to read it word for word.
Okay, yeah, I'll just give you the gist. So apparently, oh, I found it. My first boyfriend swore he wasn't cheating on me until I found his furry Twitter and his furry online girlfriend. But he claimed it didn't count since only their furry personas were together. So them sexting didn't count as cheating. And then as a follow-up, she says, like, their furry personas were together, so it didn't count because his human form was with me.
His human form.
Like, human, what does that mean?
I love that.
In all forms except physical, I am a wolf. You know that Vine? I've been a lot of Vine references today, guys.
They're the best. They get me through the day.
Yeah. So, like, honestly, there were probably, like, 1,000 replies to that tweet that I just was like, how is this life? Like,
that is so funny.
I just don't understand what's wrong with these men.
I mean, it's so sad and so hilarious at the same time, which is most of my account.
Look, girls are can be shitty too. Girls lie like too. Pathetic. Girls do crazy shit like this too, but it's so much funnier exposing these guys
the
for
men.
It.
And it's just like, girls are already called crazy. That's not new.
So, like, let's get it on, guys, because they are crazy.
They, like, all of the stereotypes about girls, like, jealous, like, obsessive, any, like, thing that is a female trait, that's, like, what I want to portray on She Rates Dogs as a guy trait. Because it's, like, no.
It's,
like,
and it's they
true.
Do it, too.
Yeah.
It's very accurate. Like,
and
it's, like,
you know what?
Reality.
A guy that's crazy versus a girl that's crazy. Girl that's crazy versus a guy that's crazy. Guy that's crazy is going to kill you.
Yeah, like, totally. Girl's not going to kill you, hopefully.
Probably.
Girl's going to, like, try to hack your Facebook and, like, see if she can see if you were cheating on her.
Information slut.
Like, a guy is going to murder you.
Which I have done, by the way. But not with, like, a random guy. With, like, my boyfriend of 4 years when he was cheating
on
me.
Well, he was cheating on you.
Wait, but
with Tinder.
This is such an interesting segue because I've never talked about this. But, like, the reason I call She Rates Dogs, She Rates Dogs, is when I found out my boyfriend was cheating on me, I opened his Snapchat and he got, like, a message from his guy friend saying, "Oh, Sean, you dog." And it's because
Perfect. He
had sent him a Snapchat of him with this other girl. And so I always have used the word dog. It's
to define
been,
shitty
like,
men.
Ingrained in my head as, like, that's
wow.
the word for,
that's a
like,
great word.
Being a piece of shit. So that's why I use that word.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Oh, I can use my ex's name. It doesn't matter. He's fucking irrelevant.
True.
I was like, should I come up with a fake name like Mike? But
nope.
No.
Only the current guys get fake
names.
Yeah,
only the guys that would get their feelings hurt.
Yeah.
If you actually didn't say their names or whatever. All right. Well, it was so much fun having you here today.
It's been so much fun to be here.
I love you so much.
On Talk.
You can follow Michaela Oakland. Okay, so she has like 100 accounts, but
no, just on, the main
I'll just
two.
The mains. Okay, so on Twitter, it's going to be at Michaela Okla, no ND on that one, and it's going to be at She Rates Dogs.
Hell right? Yeah!
And that's really funny and successful, and she's really funny and successful. So give her a follow, and you can follow her on Instagram as well, at Michaela Oakland. Right.
Yeah. And at She Rates Dogs.
And at She Rates Dogs on Instagram as well.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, thank you again so much for hanging out with us today. I hope to see you very, very soon. Have a good day. Have a good night. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, we really hope it's a good one. And we will catch you on the next one.
I love myself. I want to see it when I turn around, look in the mirror. And if you don't like it, you can leave it. Because it's my own and I'll keep owning it. Don't like what I'm wearing. Well, you're only bothered 'cause you're staring. And you'll never talk me into caring. 'Cause it's my own.